head when Giants called the timeout there?
You know, you got to expect it, but you just, you know, I have one job to do, and if I let anything get me off focus, I have a good chance of missing the kick. I think me, Joe, and Ryan just felt eerily calm out there. You know, me and Ryan were looking at each other, smiling on the sidelines. It just felt like I was going to get that opportunity. And I think it's a little easier knowing that you thinking that you're going to get it and going out there and getting it. It's a lot easier. You know, I go out there to attack every kick to try to make it. I don't worry too much about results. Obviously, if I'd have missed that kick, we'd have lost. But that's the name of the game. Like, it's fun to be in those situations. They don't come up very often, especially long kicks like that. It's all about the team here, though. Like, Amendola's punt return, Tom getting us into field goal range, Joe snapping, Ryan holding, the guys blocking. It was just, it's fun. And when we all get to celebrate together as a team, I mean, that's what they preach. That's what we do around here. And, you know, it's fun, especially to beat a good team like the Giants on the road. And we get to fly home happy.
Outside of Super Bowl wins, where does this rank? We've been here a while.
I mean, we don't rank wins. You know, we're 9-0.
In terms of the game itself.
I mean, it was a fun game. Don't get me wrong. You know, obviously, those guys have had our number. It counts as one win. You know, we're going to move forward, look forward to beating the Bills. And anytime you can beat a good team on the road and have the fans go home quiet, it's a blast.
Is there a feeling of inevitability with all this at this point? Is there, you just thought about standing on the sidelines and, you know, kind of feeling that we're going to get this chance. Does it feel almost inevitable at this point?
As far as, like, you know, you're one kick away from being, you know, public enemy number one. And, you know, that's why my job is very humbling. No matter how many kicks that I get, how many games that we win, I'm always going to try to stay humble and have humility because, you know, you're one play away from, you know, being trending on Twitter as the number one loser in America. So I just try to go out there, have fun, do my job. And it's fun to be on a good team. When everyone else is around you doing well, it's kind of like, you know, being on a baseball team where everyone's getting a hit. You know, you want your opportunity to go up there because you feel like you're going to get a hit too. And it was a fun game, you know. I still got to go out and make a lot of kicks the rest of the year.
This is the farthest thing from your mind, not even in it, when you're out there. But that kick made you the all-time record holder for field goals as a Patriot. Any thoughts now in retrospect?
All right. Cool.
Steven, you subscribe much to the icing and the kick approach, obviously, being crazy.
I mean, we practice it every week. Whenever we get a two-minute situation, sometimes they'll call a timeout, sometimes they won't. Sometimes we're taught to snap it and kick it anyway. You know, I didn't feel like I wanted a free kick. I felt good to go. You know, I was ready to go. I mean, whether they call a timeout or not, I'm still going to have to go out and make the kick. And I'm just thankful we had a smooth operation. Joe and Ryan did a heck of a job, and it was just a clean kick and held on for me. I hit it pretty good, and it's just fun. We all celebrated in the middle of the field, and it was a blast.
What are you thinking during on the sideline during the kick as Tom's driving them into position? How are you keeping your focus on the sideline getting ready?
I look forward to the opportunity. I think if you're shying away from the opportunity, you have a good chance of going out there and, you know, second-guessing yourself. You know, I just go out there. I sing a song in my head, and I'm alone. Keep that between me and the song. I sing a song in my head just to distract everything else. And it's cool, the noise, them yelling, it's fun. It's just try to get an ultra-focused zone. And, you know, there are times where you're in the zone and everything moves in slow motion. And there's some times where everything moves really fast and you got to slow yourself down. All I really think about is don't try to kick the ball too hard, because a lot of the times when I've missed kicks, it's because I try to kill it. And I just try to think of smooth swing, smooth thoughts of just being slow and under control and going out there and making the kick.
You were booming your kickoffs toward that end. What sense did you have about your range going in that direction?
Yeah, the ball was definitely carrying better the other way. I mean, it was a pretty calm day for this time of year, especially in the Northeast. It was a good night to kick.
Did you think on the sideline that you might not have a chance when Beckham caught that ball, didn't catch that ball? Do you have a good grasp on what the rule is?
I try not to follow the game too much. You know, they're not going to be asking my advice for any play calling anytime soon. So I just try to focus. You know, when they got the ball back, when when we threw the interception, I started warming up because I was like, if they go down there and make a field goal, I got to be ready to go. That's when I kind of turned it on to try to get ready and get prepared in my mind that I had to go. I think if you wait till the last minute, it can sneak up on you really fast. So I went and told Ryan, I was like, you know, we're going to get a game winner. You guys be ready. And, you know, he made me look smart. Tom got us in range. The guys made a lot of good catches, and we finished off the kick.
Is it the same song every time? Can you ask me a genre, country and western, rock? What is it? Classical?
Just so you guys can guess. I'll leave the mystery. Leave it a mystery.
Steven, Coach Belichick is next, guys.
Thanks, guys.